Is it Alyssa or Alyssa?
It's Alyssa.
All right. I had that right.
You had it right.
One for one today, Alyssa, on the name game. But it's so good to have you with us. You wrote, several interesting stories about Chrysler. And Chrysler is this sleeping giant. They're rocking and rolling and making great cars, and they've got a nice profit. But we don't hear much about them.
I know everybody just talks about GM because, of course, it's the big player. But you know, two automakers filed for bankruptcy back in the summer of 2009, and I think a lot of people just kind of wrote Chrysler off. A lot of people, I think, read these articles and go, "Oh, you mean they're still in business?" But they're not only still in business, but you know, they came out of bankruptcy and they outlined a five-year plan full of all kinds of financial and sales targets that analysts said that they were completely crazy. There was no way in the world they would achieve those. If they just were alive by November of 2010, that would be an accomplishment. And here we are, November 2010, and they've not only are still alive, but they're actually exceeding a number of the targets they set out.
Alyssa, in a story you wrote, Chrysler proves it's still in the race. Automaker exceeds financial goals, but skeptics say it's still not out of the woods. What do they mean by that?
You know, just because nobody is out of the woods, because the rebound in auto sales has been such a slow, I mean, it's been steady, but it's been a very slow race. So, you know, there's just no guarantees anymore. And the other thing is that they're very excited about Chrysler having 16 all-new products coming out. But this is an automaker that has pretty much fallen off the radar. So, I mean, there's no guarantee that people will come into the showrooms and actually embrace them and sell them. So it's really just that there's no guarantees, but they're taking all of the steps they need, doing everything possible in this climate, given what consumers are thinking, to succeed.
Alyssa, we've been hearing about all the investment that GM is making, yet Chrysler is investing a lot of money and adding jobs.
Well, they are. I mean, this is a company that also slashed thousands and thousands of jobs and basically all but stopped its product development. They even went so far as to remove light bulbs in empty offices in Auburn Hills before bankruptcy. They were that short on cash. But now today, you know, they're coming out with all these products, and like you say, they're adding jobs again. They've already announced 2,000 new jobs. They've had some plants, and that's by adding shifts at existing plants. They also had the Sterling Heights plant in Metro Detroit that was supposed to close, and they reversed that decision and are keeping it open and investing in it, investing in a plant in Belvedere, investing in their plant that makes Jeeps in Detroit. And we expect this to continue because they are going to add more products, including with their partner Fiat. They're going to be making Fiat and eventually Alfa Romeo products in some of the U.S. plants. So, you know, all the projections are to keep adding product, which will, of course, add jobs.
Alyssa Priddle is the fine writer from the Detroit News. We're talking about Chrysler. And in your story, you also mentioned how Chrysler is launching 16 all-new or significantly modified vehicles, and they are exceeding a promise to renew at least 75% of their lineup.
Yeah, and that's another one where they were really, really hurting because they went through the bulk of this year with nothing new in the showroom to draw people in. And finally, the first all-new product was the new Jeep Grand Cherokee, which launched in June. That, in October, sales of that SUV were up 291% from a year ago. So their first one out of the gate has so far is proving to be a hit. But it's being followed by December, there's going to be 15 more products that are either all new, like the Grand Cherokee, or they've been so overhauled. Things like the old Chrysler Sebring has been so overhauled that they've changed the name of it to the 200 to reflect all the changes. So they have 20 nameplates out there. 16 of them, by the end of December, will have been launched with huge refreshes.
Your story also, Lisa, mentions how Chrysler has a five-year plan checklist. Their operating profit, they've hit that. Debt reduction, they've done that. New upgrade in products, they've done that. Now, the two things they have left are global sales and market share. The market share currently is about 9%. They are hoping that that goes up by a half percent in 2010. But by 2014, they want to have 13% of the market share.
And that's the one figure that, you know, even the analysts who say, wow, you're hitting some financials we never expected you to do, and even your global sales are picking up. But the profit share one, that's the one that I just don't know if they're going to get there, because it's not that they have bad products, but they're competing against everyone else's great products out there as well. So it's not just a matter of if I make something better, people are going to switch. People don't switch that easily. It's not so much that they're doing anything wrong. It's just who is going to give up the market share to give to Chrysler? Ford certainly isn't. They're on a roll. GM is improving. Toyota's, you know, had its issues in the last year, but they're certainly far from going disappearing off the edge of the planet. So there isn't really anybody who's going to give it up to Chrysler. So that's a really tough one to claw to.
The Fiat 500 Sport is expected to arrive soon for sale in the United States. It looks like a Volkswagen. The car is being built, oh, I have to say the M word, which is a bad word here in Lansing, but this car is going to be built in Mexico.
Well, you know what? I mean, it could be worse. It could be built in Italy. I mean, it is a Fiat, right? So it still is going to go to Chrysler's bottom line every time they make profit on that little vehicle. That little Fiat 500 will be at the L.A. Auto Show next week on display for the first time for people to see. And they're building prototypes at, remember, they're being built at a Chrysler plant. So even though it's in Mexico, it's Chrysler workers who are building that.
Well, even though Chrysler's doing so many good things, you'd think that their marketing department would gear up a little bit more. Are they going to make more of an effort to get in the mindset of us consumers?
That's what they're saying. You have to remember that because they've had no product for most of the year, they haven't had a whole lot of revenue coming in. And there hasn't been a whole lot to market either. So I think you're going to see, especially around March of next year, is when you're really going to see a blitz, because that's when a lot of the products that are being, they're going to start arriving in showrooms all throughout the month of December, but it takes a couple of months to get a lot of volume out there and fill up the showrooms at every dealership across the U.S. So I think by March, I think you're going to be bombarded with messages about the new Chrysler products.
Well, Lisa, what else are you working on for the Detroit News?
Well, actually, this morning, Chrysler just announced their new third quarter results, and they're even rosier. And Mr. Marchione, the CEO of the company, is going to have a call with investors and us media at 10 this morning. And if past experience is anything, he doesn't just talk financials on his call. So I'm hoping that we're going to get some product or plant news out of it as well. So I think there'll be more Chrysler news coming out today. And if you go to detnews.com, you can see all the details of the financial results that came out this morning at 7.
All right, Elisa, thanks so much. I enjoyed talking with you.
Thank you. Have a great day.